Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That's Hebrews 9:22. I want you to think about that. Sin is a stain on our hearts so great that the only cleansing agent for it is blood. That means that something or someone must die in order to atone or to make right our sin. In the Old Testament, Israel had laws to perform and commands to keep. Included in that was the sacrificial system put in place by God to atone for sin. However, it was not, nor was it ever meant to be, a perfect system that would make humans right before God, but rather to remind them of a greater sacrifice that would come. Jesus of Nazareth was that sacrifice. God's own Son come into the world to be the perfect sacrifice for our sin. He had to die for us. His blood had to be spilled so that we could be forgiven of our sin. He was innocent. We are guilty. He was righteous. We are unrighteous. This is the good news of the gospel. All the sin you've ever committed, and yes, even will commit, can be washed away by the blood of Jesus. And as because the scripture says there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood, that means to die in your sins without the blood of Jesus washing your sins away only leads to an eternal hell where you will have to pay the consequences for your sin for eternity. Do you see how great the sacrifice had to be? For eternity, we would be separated from God, paying the punishment for our sin because it is so great. We could never pay it off. But Jesus' blood is immensely powerful enough to satisfy all the punishment we deserve. And here's the wonderful news. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything but faith in Him. Now, of course, it will cost you your life. True heartfelt faith in Jesus will produce real obedience and repentance in Him. There is power in the blood. He said, "All who ask shall receive." Will you ask Him? Will you believe in Him today? Until next time, let brotherly love continue.